Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm going to take some more phone calls here in a minute. I just, you know, we're sitting here and we're asking, is this worse than you? Like, if you looked at this from 10,000 feet and I told you the Browns would be 1-5 after six games before the season, I'd be like, yeah, that probably sounds right. I mean, those six games are going to be tough. You're juggling around four quarterbacks. You're trying to figure out what you're going to do. Here's the inherent problem. Ready? The
defense help me on this, because this is where my computer brain doesn't do well.
The reason you're torn. Like, if they just got beat and for those five games just straight out, and you're like, we're just not a good team. We're horrible. All the way across the board. You could kind of live with that a little bit. The notion that they should have beat Cincinnati that first week. Okay, maybe. I'm just accepting the Green Bay game. I'm going to take it. Of course. Should have beat Cincinnati. You know, you beat Green Bay. Defense played well enough. Minnesota, you should have won. Like, maybe should be 3-3, right? And so the problem is that it's now tugging at your heartstrings, because you're like, man, defense deserves better. Yes, the defense is the reason they didn't beat Minnesota. But it's just like, if you catch a break here, you catch a break there, all of a sudden it flips. It flips. And now you're looking at the AFC North standings and you're going, man, Pittsburgh's in first place at 4-2. They lost to Cincinnati with a guy who started for us the first week of the season. There's just too much mental mind junk going on here. So if you looked at it from the big picture and you said to yourself at the beginning, six games are going to be hard, then maybe 1-5 is much easier to swallow. This isn't pointing fingers anywhere. This is just all about like understanding what we're watching. Just understand it.
Right. And I ask because I walked into this season going, they're going to be bad. This is going to be a bad football team. The writing was on the wall. It was one of those, the credit card bill was due. They were going to have to tear some of this down. They had the oldest roster in football last year. They still have a roster that's a little older than you'd like it to be, though it is starting to shade younger. And the rebuild was coming. And so I looked at this and I saw Vegas going 4.5, and then it moved to 5.5. And I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. And the beginning part of the schedule, I was like, if they come out of this 1-5, I'm not shocked. That's about what I thought it would be. Like, this is where maybe I am a bad fan, and I'll openly admit such things. But, like, this is kind of what I figured. There was no magic bullet. There was nothing that was going to come in here that was going to save this thing. This was going to be a bad season. This was going to be a season of paying off the credit card bill. This was going to be a season of watching Mo Williams and Antoine Jameson and all of those guys, and Tristan Thompson after he got paid, run up and down the floor, and you're sitting there going, okay, the title was that was a good time, and this is bad. But hey, Anthony Parker might be worth watching. Woo! Like, that's what I figured this was going to be, and this is what it's been. I just never in my life thought you would deal with this much infighting, and I thought the offense would be a little more competent. I'm not going to lie. I thought the losses would be a little bit closer. I thought they'd cover more often. I think Nick Wilson and I were the same way, saying this was going to be the most competitive 2-15 team we've ever watched. Like, it just all went, it's all like stupid things that have caused this thing to head really, really south. And so I'm not shocked. This is what I thought. What has shocked me is the fact that we're all looking at each other going, you smell that in the air? That smells like a loser leaves town match. I never thought we'd be here where we'd be looking at each other going, we need to, like, I figured fans would scream to fire Stefanski because fans have been wanting to fire Stefanski since 2020. But like, I never thought we'd be hearing other places. You know, your journalism sense is starting to tingle a little bit and seeing things go from different areas go, we might not have a head coach. Or Jeff Phelps walking out and teasing it on the morning show and then coming out on Monday and going, yeah, we might not ever have a head coach here. That's just what my, you know, general thought is telling me. I didn't think we'd be here.
I didn't think we'd be here either. And especially because, you know, these guys are, what are they, thought partners? I don't know what we're all thinking right now. That's the problem with being a thought partner. Jim is in Strongsville. Hey, Jimbo.
What's up, Jim?
Guys, this feels like rock bottom.
It does. No. Rock bottom will be after they fire the coach, if they fire the coach.
Well, Jim, let me, Andy.
Yeah.
Let's call nothing rock bottom until we can look back and point to it and say that was rock bottom, because if we keep calling everything rock bottom, it's only going to go lower.
Well, that's true. Having the team moved was truly rock bottom. You know that, Jim. We all know that, right? I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Thought we've hit rock bottom three times, and I'm like, maybe we should stop.
It's all a matter of perspective. But like, I look at this, I expected them to be bad, but I expected them to be competent. Right now, they're not just bad. They're like incompetent. I thought with a head coach like Stefanski, like, I'm not a huge fan, but I'm also not like this huge against him that he's terrible. I thought with competent coaching that he was a good enough, competent enough coach that you squeeze 7 wins out of this team. But I'm looking around and I'm like, this offense is terrible. The defense is, I mean, it's good, but they're on the field all the time. I just don't know where you go from here. Yeah, you've got some good young players, but you don't have anybody in any of the skill positions that are difference makers. You don't have a wide receiver. You don't have a left tackle. You don't have a quarterback. And then I look at it and like, okay, we look at Joe Flacco on last night and say, well, you know, look, remember, Stefanski benched him. I look at this whole thing and I cannot believe, I feel like I'm back in like 2002. That's how poor this looks right now.
At least in 2002, we're like, they're still kind of an expansion team, right? We're not.
Kelly Holcomb had a moment in the sun.
Oh, Jim.
Thanks, boys.
All right. We'll talk on Monday, I'm sure.
I wish I could help you, Jim. I have no way to help you.
Mike is in Stowe. Hello, Michael.
All right, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hanging in.
Got my health.
All right, so, like, I'm going to contradict most of what these people are going in and saying. You know, like, look, it's easy to just get real on top of all the what negative stuff is going on, but this is what exactly it's supposed to be. Let me tell everybody a little reality. When I hear people call and say, oh, I really thought they might win 7 games, but yet they don't have a left tackle and they don't have a quarterback and their line stinks and we don't have T. Higgins and we don't have Chase, but yet Joe Flacco did good because he has all the other stuff, but yet what in the world? People got to start thinking about what it is. What does 7 wins do us? Nothing. It puts us at drafting 13th.
So what? We've sat here. Listen. Let me just bring up one point. I'm with you on the majority of what you're saying. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, we got two. We have two first round picks, right? Two.
Yeah,
and I've listened. Hang on. I've listened to, you know, all of our experts say, you know, it really doesn't matter if you're going to draft a quarterback and he's going to be your quarterback for a long time. He just needs to be in the first round. So does it really matter if we have the first overall pick, the seventh overall pick? I don't know, man. I'll go through all these quarterbacks.
We need more than a quarterback.
I know we do. So here's the other problem. Now if you start thinking, dude, you got to let me finish and then I'll let you talk. Now, all of a sudden, you're taking two first round quarterbacks and you're pushing them up and now you've lost one of your first round. Like, I'm with you. Take those two picks and make it into something, but people don't trust the front office. Now it's your turn. Go, Mike.
Perfect. I understand why they don't trust the front office. We haven't drafted a good wide receiver here, and we have only drafted quarterbacks later, which not for starting purposes, most likely. We didn't get a chance to do anything better than what we could have at quarterback this year than what we did. I challenge everybody to go back to free agency period and look at all the guys who were available, mm-hmm. look at all the quarterbacks we could have drafted, and tell me where you'd like to be right now. Wait, drafting Cam Ward first? How's that working out? Look, let me tell everybody to get a little reality in this. You can only do with what you got. And I'm not a huge Kevin Stefanski fan. But look, when you have this much of a decimated line and you're trying – look, I know nobody likes hearing the word tank on this radio station, so I try to use the whole word, you know – roster evaluation. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear tank, though. Nobody. It's not just us.
I know.
Yeah.
But Joe Flacco wasn't going to be here all season, Andy. We were going to get to these two youngsters, regardless of the reason why. We are 1-5 like we thought we likely would be.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly felt this was a 3-13 or 3-14 season, no matter what we did, because we just are undermanned in the wrong places. We're long in the tooth. We're expensive.
Gotcha.
We made a good draft this year.
All right.
But it takes more than that.
Mike, thank you. Appreciate it. What do you got?
A little bit of information coming out of Berea, courtesy of our buddy Zach Jackson of The Athletic. Jack Conklin in uniform, working out on his own, not with the other linemen, in the early open portion of practice, presumably still part of the concussion protocol. This is what he wrote on Twitter. David Njoku not practicing today. So we'll keep an eye out. It sounds like everybody else might be out there, but David Njoku not practicing today. Jack Conklin off to the side. Kevin Stefanski will hit the podium. Usually it's like, what, 105, 110, somewhere in that general
area. Yeah, I'd be interested to hear what he has to say today.
Yeah, the Friday press conference is from somebody who despises press conferences.
I know.
The Friday press conference.
Oh, wait, are you looking forward to today's press conference?
No, it's the only press conference of the week that's worth it.
Mm.
It's short. He really doesn't want to do it. And he comes out and goes, all right, here's who's playing. Here's who's not. Questions. That's what I like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.